with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Not only did last week's powerful storms result in more than a half dozen deaths in Houston, more than 140,000 utility customers still without power, and that means no air conditioning as temperatures and humidity soar. Crews are struggling to get all of the lights back on. Today, the country's midsection could be slammed by severe weather.
It looks like it's going to be pretty active anywhere from Wisconsin southward through southern Minnesota, Iowa, northwestern Illinois into Missouri. A lot of thunderstorm activity possible across those areas. The best chance for severe weather is going to be in the form of high winds and hail, but there's also a chance of tornadoes across the same area.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orevec urging people to stay alert for the possibility of powerful storms. Singapore Airlines says a passenger died aboard one of its planes. Others were injured when a London to Singapore flight ran into severe turbulence. Also at SRNNews.com, the treatment of former President Trump at his New York trial, the way he's been muzzled by the presiding judge, has spurred some congressional allies to action.
Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles is touting a new bill that he says would prohibit judges from issuing gag orders on defendants in most civil and criminal cases. The bill, called the Let Trump Speak Act, comes as former President Trump continues to fight against his gag order in the ongoing criminal trial in New York. In an interview with Fox Business on Monday, Ogles says the bill aims to target gag orders that are, quote, clearly politically motivated. The bill would also establish a right of action, which Ogles said would provide a basis for the defendant to, quote, sue because his rights are being violated. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The city of Denver launching a new program to help illegal immigrants. It includes 6 months of rental and food assistance, along with free computers and phones, and there's help with asylum applications. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 3 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 10 points. This is SRN News. A member of a teachers union is expelled for questioning transgenderism.
Christina Barton is a student counselor for the Rochester, Minnesota public school system, and she thinks policies that encourage children to live as the opposite sex in class are wrong. Voicing those opinions has now gotten her kicked out of the Rochester Education Association. In a letter to Barton, republished by the nonprofit American Experiment, union brass say, quote, viewpoints are not free from consequences if they contribute to unprofessional behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's liberal government is moving quickly to remake the country when it comes to some hot-button cultural issues. So far, German lawmakers have ended a ban on doctors advertising abortion services and made it easier for transgender people to change their name and gender in official records. Now the parliament has approved plans to relax strict limits on family names, making it easier for couples who have kids out of wedlock to pass both their last names on to their kids. A hearing scheduled in Missouri to determine if a man who has spent decades in prison will go free.
Christopher Dunn has spent 33 years behind bars for murder, but he says he's innocent. Now prosecutors in St. Louis are convinced that Dunn is telling the truth, but lawyers for the Missouri Attorney General's office disagree and want to keep Dunn in prison. Dunn was convicted of first-degree murder in the 1990 death of a 15-year-old boy. A 12- and 14-year-old say they witnessed the shooting, but they later recanted, saying they were coerced by police and prosecutors. No physical evidence linked Dunn to the crime. I'm Donna Water.
It's a big order for Europe-based aircraft manufacturer Airbus, Saudi Arabia's national airline, ordering more than 100 new Airbus jets. It's a reflection of the kingdom's ambitious drive to attract more tourism dollars to the country. More details, SRNNews.com.